USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate approved a $280 billion bill to boost scientific research and the U.S. semiconductor industry, sending the legislation to the House, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has promised quick action. Fears of a recession rise as the United States waits a second quarter report on GDP. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says the time has come for President Biden to take accountability.
The first step to fixing any kind of crisis is to first admit the crisis, admit the problem that he's created, and he won't do it. Joe Biden won't look the American people in the eye and admit that his programs have failed.
The Louisiana Republican speaking at a press conference on Wednesday. The Fed Reserve announces a 0.75 percentage point interest rate hike. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.